Hey guys, it's Tyler. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today where we talk faith, family, and focus in your life and your leadership. You know, juggling all of these things, it is so hard to keep track. Sometimes our heart can become so restless under the stress and the responsibility of all these facets of life. And that's why I wrote my book, Restless, Finding Rest in a Restless World. You can go to my website and get a free copy of that book, a free paperback copy of that book at tylerarobertson.com/restless. So if you haven't done that yet, head on over to my website and do that. Grab a free copy of that book, Restless, Finding Rest in a Restless World. And with that, let's dive into the episode.
Welcome to those of you that are listening in on the Navigators podcast. This is a special edition, a special day today, because we get to interview one of my favorite people, because he is the coolest, the David Averbeck. And this is a special edition of the Navigators podcast where we literally just sit somebody down in, we call it the captain's chair. We sit somebody down in the captain's chair and we just get to hear their story and hear their testimony, their stories, what God has brought them through, what God is teaching them now. And really, we just get to dive into their life and explore a little bit and hopefully walk away encouraged and challenged and all of that. So David, welcome to the podcast, man.
Thank you. I am privileged to be here with one of my favorite people.
Yes. That is right. And so David, tell us a little bit about, now for those of you that don't know, David is a super self-taught musician and orchestrator and anything that does with music, basically, that's David. And so tell us a little bit, David, about, we would just want to explore into you. And so tell us, the audience, those that are listening to us, I know we've got several that listen that are part of a church music program and whatever, and music just is huge in their life. So tell us a little bit about your, maybe the beginning of the journey with music for you and how you just knew this was God's calling, if you want to call it that, on your life.
Yeah, I would say that would go all the way back to when I was a kid. I always loved music, always loved piano. So started off with lessons. I come from a big family. So I'm one of nine kids, number six of nine. So that line of that many kids, only a certain amount of kids could take lessons at a time. So my turn came about when I was about 11 is when I actually got to start taking regimented piano lessons. And from there, it just kind of took off about ninth grade. I really felt that God was calling me to more the mission field of music. So really from that point on, I began to dedicate any free time that I had. Really just my focus was on music. So in high school, I would arrange things for our high school orchestra. I began writing music, kind of dabbling in songwriting, throughout high school. And then in college, I had a lot of opportunities to write and arrange, for our college orchestra, the church there. Was able to be part of an internship, music internship with the church for a summer. Even beginning college, I went into it kind of getting a general major. But I had a good relationship with the vice president of the college, and he reminded me at that beginning freshman year, he's like, you know, just don't forget about music. Don't forget about, you know, what, you know, you feel like God has called you to do. So if that's what God wants you to do, then maybe you should focus more on the music classes. So I switched my major from a general to a music major, really because of that conversation, several different events that came from that. So studied music through college, but then oddly enough, I never actually finished college. It was really honestly at college where I figured out that I learn a whole lot more outside of a classroom and just kind of on my own and kind of doing it kinesthetically, you know, trying things out and really going from there than actually being in a classroom. That works for some. For me, it did not. So after college, God knew that that was the way that I would learn. So he allowed me to be a part of several different ministries where I was in full swing writing and arranging, whether it was directing music for the church. We had a big orchestra and choir. So I really began writing and arranging and orchestrating for them for a few years, and then became a band teacher in high school, and then began to really learn about different instruments. And then be able to utilize all of that in my writing. So now, through all those experiences and all those circumstances, God allows me to be able to write for people across the world, really, for different churches, different ministries. So now I get to write full-time orchestration, songwriting, writing for people, creating soundtracks for people, just kind of like you said, all of the above. So there really aren't any limits to it. So that's me in a nutshell, pretty much.
Yeah, that's awesome. There's something that you said that was super cool. That you going back to when you were in college, there was something that you said of really you were just on, like, music had always been a part of your life since you were a kid, but there was someone who came along in your life who, in essence, blew wind in your sails. They, you know, when you're at a point of just like, I'm not really sure, or this is the way I think I'm going, they kind of said, hey, don't forget about music. Don't, you know where God has obviously gifted you with gifts and talents in this area. Don't forget about music. That was kind of, in essence, someone just kind of coming along and just blowing wind in your sails, propelling you forward. And it's kind of cool to think about now in hindsight, you know, where you are now versus, you know, where you could have been if that person had not come along. And I think that is such a cool telltale of for our audience listening that, you know, it doesn't matter if music is your thing, if you're writing music like David, orchestrating or writing books, or if you're just trying to be a good dad, a good mom, find people in your life that are going to come alongside you and encourage you and blow the wind in your sails. And I've kind of learned there's really two kind of people in the world. And I talked to my wife about this. We talked about this several months ago, but there's people that blow wind in your sails, but also, and sometimes they're the same people that also are your anchors. They anchor you down. So they know when to propel you forward and they know when to push you. Sometimes they push your buttons and it's like, you know, it's frustrating maybe even at the time, but it's we need that push forward. But then other times it's we're going full speed ahead and they're our anchor and they dig themselves in the sand and stop us and say, hey, maybe we need to take a step back. But I think it was just so cool what you were saying of how, you know, that person came into your life and really just kind of propelled you forward in music.
Yeah. And it shows the power of influence, especially at like pivotal ages. Cause I think of like 8th, 9th grade, when I felt like God calling me, and then here I am as a freshman in college, and just the power of somebody coming along and recognizing, hey, this is what you're good at. This is the talent that you have. This is an ability that you have. This is a strength that you have. So why don't you utilize this? I guess people don't understand fully the power behind encouraging somebody who you recognize there's an ability there. And just the power of saying, hey, let's see what we can do with this. Let's work along, and let's push you towards what we believe your potential is. And that comes with any age, but especially at those pivotal ages where you're trying to figure out life. You're on the verge of college, you're going into high school, you're out of college, you're about to get married, you know, you're at these pivotal moments in life and you just need somebody to come along and say, hey, this is what I've seen in your life. Let's move with this. Let's actually work with this.
Yeah, that, I think that's so true. And yeah, I could testify to that as well, of those people that just kind of came along and told me in some cases what I didn't want to hear, you know, but in some cases were just, you know, maybe not rays of sunshine all the time, where it's just happy-go-lucky and everything is good, but they did speak truth and they spoke, they encouraged. And they encouraged along with their correction. And that combination is, I think, those are the kind of people that just make such the influence in your life. So tell us a little bit, David, about, so David, obviously we know all into music and his song publications, right? Is your life and is your life's work and all these things that you're doing. But you're also a dad of some little munchkins, is that right?
Yes, some pretty incredible munchkins. Exact. Yes. And that adds, it kind of adds a whole different dynamic, especially being self-employed. So it has a lot of variables. So in our house, we are home, all of us, all the time. So we have three of the four are homeschooled right now. And then we are both, my wife and I both are self-employed. So we're home all together all the time. And that works for some, but some people doesn't work with, for us, that is how life works. We love being able to spend all the time together, and all the kids know, you know, everything that I'm involved with and are always trying to get involved as much as they can, with the writing aspect and giving their two cents and their critiques on things that I'm writing or working on. They definitely make it worth working and make it worth all the sacrifice and the crazy schedules and the busy. The constant reminder that this is worth it.
Yeah. That's so cool. And I've always, thought that, you know, your choice to choose that of writing your music. I mean, those of you that know, if you're involved in any kind of art and you're depending on that for your income, I mean, that's tough. And sometimes there are a lot of waves and winds and just things that you're trying to navigate through. And you're like, Lord, you have called us to this life. And this is, and sometimes that, you know, things are not rolling in like you think they should and just all of these things. But there was something that you said too, about your kids that I thought was pretty cool. With music and kind of juggling both, you were saying how you incorporate them with your work, like with your life's work, your music, you know, you involve them. And so then it almost to them doesn't look like daddy's working. It's just like daddy's just here. He's just living, and music is a part of what we do. And I think that's really cool for those of you that are parents. And I'm learning this as a parent of three young ones, that there's so many times you have responsibilities in front of you. But God is teaching me to do what you just said and to incorporate them into what you do. Not think of it necessarily ministry and family or church and family. It is, well, we all do this together. We do this together. We do this as one unit, and that just builds our family stronger, and it builds our churches stronger too. And in your case, your music, you know, so many of the lessons that you've learned, you know, with your music that you express, you know, through your music is learned through your kids and through the trials of being a parent, you know? So.
And I think it's a constant learning curve on how to balance life, being self-employed, being home with the kids, you know, in your marriage and your church and your ministry. There's so many things to balance and go back and forth with. And that's something that I'm constantly having to work on. And God reminds me of that every day, all day long, to try to keep a balance, to be able to work with everything that's going on around us. And sometimes that means, well, a lot of times that means that your work schedule is not going to be the same as it was yesterday. You're not going to work a 9-to-5. you're going to work a 9 to 9:30 and then a 10:15 to 10:23 and then
exactly
a diaper here and then here. So it's a constant balancing all of your callings, your children, your ministry, your business, your marriage, all of that is God's calling on your life, and he gives the grace and gives a direction to balance it all so everything gets the right focus. But it's a constant learning. I don't think anybody ever so that's definitely the challenge of it. But it's all part of growing.
I was gonna say, like, I think Bob Goff, he says this all the time. He says that life is a series of adjustments.
Yeah.
And when you have kids, it's like you slowly begin to learn that plans are nothing. They are subject to change, and days are going to be different from the next. I was talking to an evangelist friend of mine a few weeks ago, and he was encouraging me where I am. And he said, he told me, he said, you know, some people's personality can't handle getting up and because he's an evangelist, he travels all over the country, all over the world. And he says, some people's personality can't handle getting up and going to somewhere different every single day. He says, I see it as an adventure. And I kind of raised my hand. I'm like, yeah, I like predictability, you know, but like you said, right, the struggle is totally worth it.
And there are days that I would definitely like to be able to wake up and work, you know, I'm going to work 9 to 5 today, but it's the blessing and the curse.
It's writing on your iPhone at 2 a.m. while you're putting someone to sleep for the third time. But God won't let you get away from the song. So you're trying to get the lyrics out on the notes app on your phone. So it's definitely beauty from the ashes, right? if you haven't heard some of David's music, you can go to his website at hissongpublications.org and .org.
Yeah, his song music publications.
Okay. I want to make sure that was right. His song music publications.org. And you can listen to his songs. Our family has had the privilege of being able to sing those songs, a lot of them together. We traveled in evangelism for a year together. And that was really fun. And being able to sing his music. He's done a lot of music for West Coast Baptist College in California. A lot of the orchestral music and just arrangements and things for their CDs. And so, but it's cool. So David, talk to us a little bit more. Our time is coming to a close. We got a few minutes left, but talk to us a little bit more. Just if there's anyone out there that's listening, that they're involved maybe in music in a leadership kind of way. I know you've done that. You've served on church staff and you've served with music, being a worship leader and all of that. And then, or maybe there's someone listening that loves to write music and they just, they love to worship God in that way. What kind of advice, would you give them, that maybe has helped you along the way?
I can think of a couple things. One of the greatest pieces of advice I got when I was working at a church, as a music director of a school and a church, is when you're in charge of a ministry like that, where you are working with musicians, you are working with creative people, is that you will have more of an influence with those people and more respect from those people if you just learn to build a relationship with them. Not necessarily show them what you know, and try to impress them with your abilities, but more so just building that relationship, learning how they work, and then teaching yourself to work with them. Not trying to change who they are, but being able to utilize their unique abilities, and fit them where they would fit the best. So those that are working in a leadership position, that'd be my advice to them. For those writing music involved with that, I'd say one of the biggest things to do is keep a very close relationship with God. You may be looking for those incredible lyrics or that incredible song, but all of that is really only going to come as God speaks to you through his word, through your private time with him, when you're actually still and quiet. I probably get the most song ideas when I'm journaling in the morning and it's quiet, or if I'm sitting in a service and I'm hearing somebody teach or preach or somebody speaking, I'm going to get probably some of the best lyric ideas in those situations. I mean, it may not be the best thing to be thinking about, but honestly, that's how God will speak to you and will give you that idea, those lyrics that he wants you to convey to other people. So those I think would be my top two things for those that are musicians or leader in leadership position. Just keep that close relationship with God. He'll speak to you if you're willing to hear him.
That's awesome. Yeah. So true. And I can say that as a second that as a writer as well, that it's going to flow out of the heart, out of the pureness of the heart and the grace that's in your lips. That's what brings you before kings. Proverbs 22 tells us. And a man that's diligent in the chapter before it says the man that's diligent in his business as well, but it's out of the heart, out of that, but that's going to flow those acts of worship, those words or music of worship to God. And so awesome, David, it has been awesome interview. And I learned a little bit about you today, I feel like, and just about your heart with music and stuff. And so again, you could go to his song musicpublications.org and listen to some of his music. And he's got music for church, copies for a choir, all of that good stuff that you can listen to. He's on iTunes and all that. And so thanks so much for being on, David.
Thank you. It was a privilege.
All righty. We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to read more articles, listen to more podcast episodes, or find more resources, you can go to tylerarobertson.com, tylerarobertson.com, and subscribe to all of that. We would love to have you as a part of our community as we grow in our faith, family, and leadership focus.